On Monday, the coronavirus job retention scheme was launched at 8 a.m. By midnight that day, HMRC had received 185,000 claims covering 1.3 million employees to a value of £1.5 billion. No doubt those figures have increased during the course of yesterday. We'll find out more about the scheme now with Jacquetta Brown from HMRC. Good morning, Jacquetta. Thank you for joining
us. Good morning, Gavin. Lovely. Delighted to be here.
Fabulous. Well, it's very, very busy, I know, for all of you at the moment. Those figures have probably increased several times during the course of yesterday. Which employees can employers claim for under this scheme?
Right, so employers can claim so long as their business has been affected by the coronavirus problems and that they have had to furlough some employees. Now, that means that the employee isn't doing any work for the company, you know, they're not selling goods, dealing with phone calls and doing anything useful. Basically, they're probably sitting at home looking after their children or watching television. The employer obviously doesn't want to lose those employees if they can help it. And the purpose of the scheme is very much to both help employers retain their employees and to protect the economy, because, of course, we do want the economy to be okay when we come out of this, hopefully in a few months' time.
Yes, with a view to when we get to the other side of this, people that know their job to be able to be brought back and pick up more or less, hopefully, from where they left off. But for employers whose business, whose trade has more or less dried up because of the crisis, therefore they've got no cash flow, so they can't pay their employees. So that's where the government steps in to pay 80%, I think, of their wages.
That's right, yes. If the employee has been furloughed and they do need to send a message to their employer, to their employee to tell them that, they need to be furloughed for at least 3 weeks, three consecutive weeks. So if, for instance, work comes back later, they can furlough them for now, and so long as they've been furloughed for 3 weeks, they can start working again. They can then claim up to 80% of the wages, up to a maximum of £2,500 a month per employee.
Now, is that £2,500 representing the 80% or £2,500 representing the full monthly wage?
That's representing the claim itself, so that's 80%. That's the 80% figure.
Right, so if somebody was earning £3,000 a month, they would still get the £2,500?
They would, yeah.
Got you.
And it covers the vast majority of employees, as you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So employers need to, first of all, inform their employees that they're going to have to furlough them and then log onto your sites and make a claim.
That's right. What we would say is that last Friday we sent out emails to about 2 million employers, and it's that email that they need to go back to. There's lots of help in there and bits on the gov.uk site to go to. Before they log on, they will have to read that guidance. And it is getting a little bit urgent, because if they want their money in the company bank and the business bank account by close of play today, then they do need to get the claim in by midnight. Sorry, they want the money in their bank account in time to pay next week.
Right.
They need to have made the claim by midnight tonight.
Because, of course,
takes 6 working days to go through.
Yeah, most people get paid on the last day of the calendar month. Not everybody, by any means, but most people do, which is next Thursday, a week tomorrow.
Yeah, and the employers will want that money into their bank account to do that. So if you haven't already done it, or if you don't know for certain your accountant's already done it, you need to get that email out, read through it. You do need to do some calculations before you go and make the claim, and there is help and guidance in the stuff that was sent out, lots of examples you can work through, and there's also an online calculator you can check against to make sure that you've got it right.
Yeah, I was going to ask
then,
this.
Then you go on and make your claim.
Right, do the employers need to work out what 80% will be, and if so, is it 80% of the gross, 80% of the net, is tax, NI, pension contributions and so on taken into account?
It's 80% of the gross, but there are actually two extra elements as well, because there is a consideration for the NICs that you'd mentioned, the National Insurance Contributions, and another bit for kind of minimum pension contributions. So there are actually these calculations to be made. They are done on a daily basis from the day that the employee was furloughed. So if they were furloughed for the whole of April, that's easy, that's straightforward, but some people were furloughed back in March, so obviously the employer will be claiming for part of a month. That's why I say go through all that guidance first before you actually log on to the system.
And I guess some people maybe have tried to carry on with employees into April and then maybe got halfway through this month and realised that they couldn't anymore, so are joining the furlough scheme during April. So as far as the employee is concerned, they will get wages as normal into their bank account on their payday, 80% of what they're used to receiving, maybe 100% if the employer voluntarily chooses to make it up.
That's right. The employer does have to put it through their normal payroll system, so it will have tax and national insurance contributions taken off as normal if they earn enough to be paid, you know, to have to pay the tax. But they should get something round about 80% into their pay packet, which should come through as normal if the employer's got everything done in time and everything's working.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, while somebody is furloughed, which I suppose, you know, laid off temporarily from their mm-hmm. employment, what are they allowed to do? Are they allowed to do any work at all whilst they're sat at home twiddling their thumbs or painting their fence?
They're not allowed to do any work for that employer. But you can have, for instance, people who work for two employers. Typically, you might, say, work for a restaurant lunchtime and a pub in the evening, two totally different, unrelated employers. You could be furloughed from one of them or both of them. And since they're both in the hospitality trade, there's a good chance both of them will be closed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both employers can furlough you. There's no problem with that. But if, for instance, the restaurant is still cooking meals and doing them by, you know, delivering by van, and you are working for them, then you would only get furloughed by the employer who's not there. But it doesn't stop you working for the restaurant and getting paid by them. Likewise, if you want to be a volunteer while you're doing this, we've got lots of people volunteering to help out in neighbourhood schemes. That's not a problem. If you're volunteering to help the NHS as an ex-NHS worker, that's not a problem. You can take on another job so long as your employer agrees to it. This is a matter between you and your employer. If they're happy for you to go and work for somebody else, there's been suggestions about people going helping farmers, for instance.
Right.
You can do that. You will simply have two sources of income, one from your furloughed employer and one from the farmer you're working for.
Got you. But
that's fine.
If your employer is furloughing you, they can't then ring you up on week two and say, while you're at home, can you just have a shifty through these documents and just see what you make of this?
Or
can you
You've got to be furloughed for 3 weeks.
Right, completely.
If their situation changes, they can bring you back after 3 weeks and stop claiming in future. You know, unless work drops off again, in which case they'd start claiming in future. But you're either working even a little bit or you're not working. And it's only if you're not working that you can be furloughed.
Got you. Okay. How confident are you, Jacquetta, the HMRC will cope with this huge undertaking?
We've coped so far. It's been one of the most amazing projects we've done, and very, very quickly. But it went live at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and so far it's been working fine.
The website's not crashed, nothing.
The website's not crashed. People have been getting through on the phones. We've also got web chat for employers. I would stress at this point, we only want employers to contact us. It's no good employees trying to contact us and ask if their claim has gone through, because we can't check. Nothing's happening. It's all in the middle of the computer. You'll have to wait until after payday and contact your employer if you think there's a problem. So please don't get in touch with us. It's the employers we need to speak to at the moment. But we have web chat, which is just like typing a short message in and somebody will type a message back if you've not done it before. Or you can do it on the phone. All of the guidance on how to find that was what was in the email that was sent out last week. And apparently most queries are getting resolved straight away. There are a few little odd situations where somebody has to go and look at it and maybe tweak the computer system a little bit, but that's fine. We're trying to get those done where we can. And generally, as I think you quoted the figures at the beginning, it's £1.5 billion worth has gone out already, and the system hasn't crashed.
Well, that's fantastic news. So we should all wake up on Thursday the 30th of April, check our online banking, and lo and behold, there will be at least 80% of our wages sitting there.
That's right. And some people, of course, are still working, like me.
Absolutely. And me. Just before we go, Jacquetta, there are, as usual, in any situation, people who are going to try and exploit it for their own means, there are some scams knocking around that I know you want to draw attention to.
Yes, there are some people trying to pretend to be employers, but we are dealing with those. What's more important is that there are people pretending to be HMRC, and we've identified something like 54 COVID-related scams so far.
Great.
Most of these are by text, but some are by email. And they can look really convincing. I saw one yesterday that looked absolutely perfect, apart from one thing. And that's where it said, click here to make your claim. We're not sending that link out. You have to log on to the gov.uk site to make your claim. All we sent out is links to where information is. So if you've got anything like that that says, typically it could be something along the lines of government is giving out money for whatever reason, please click here to claim. Or we've seen one that says, you've been out of your house and we're going to fine you. So that's another one, please pay here. But whatever it is, they're trying to get hold of your bank account details, your personal details. Obviously those are scams. Don't respond to them. Don't click on them. We're saying pause and think. If you are not sure, you can send them on to HMRC for us to check. And that's at phishing@hmrc.gov.uk.
And that's
if it's a text, it's 60599.
Got you. That's phishing with a PH, of course.
Of course, yes.
Excellent advice there, and a great explanation of a huge scheme that's been implemented in a very short period of time. Jaquetta, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us.
Lovely to talk to you, Gavin. Take
thank
care.
You. As Jaquetta Brown from HMRC talking to us about the coronavirus job retention scheme.